Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, while March Madness took hold big time Thursday with the first 16 winners and losers, and we'll have 16 more today and tonight, a new and different atmosphere in the morning chill of Thursday's air out of the Rock as the road to winning under Kurt Cignetti took hold day one of spring football practice.
Practice again on Saturday morning. We'll get 13 in this spring and 22, 23 in fall camp. And, most important thing is we're ready to go and run out the tunnel for the opener. So try and promote competition. I think the defense is going to be a little shorthanded throughout spring because they're missing some key guys. It's got to be light on your feet around here to be a Power 5 or any kind of FBS or any kind of college football coach nowadays, because it's crazy.
In his first spring as Indiana football coach, Kurt Cignetti, and it is crazy. I tell you one thing that is sound, and that is Malika Renew's decision to come back for his junior year. Well, we had a couple of scratch-offs, including one of my Final Four teams. How about Oakland University knocking off Kentucky last night? Steve Alford, you got a little conservative there, leading by 17 with 7 to play. Dayton beat you.
Bloomington's voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, you see it in these games that we've been watching, and you see it on the women's beat as well. And we'll see it again on Saturday as the Hoosiers get to work now. Terry Morin sending her a 14th-ranked crew into March Madness against the 31-1, 13th-seeded Fairfield Stags, 1:30 on ESPN2 on the Branch McCracken Court inside Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The Hoosiers with the number 4 seed, and you need, well, a floor general. Indiana certainly has one in Chloe Moore McNeil.
I feel really confident about our guard play. You know, we've had moments where we've played some really good basketball. You know, I think this group is really confident, not only in each other, but the fact that we have great balance. I think that'll prove to be something that's going to be important as well.
Indiana wins. They'll play on Monday. Time to be announced, and will play the winner against Florida Gulf Coast or Oklahoma, who plays in Game 2 Saturday afternoon. Go Hoosiers! And here's Oakland University knocking off Mr. Calipari and those Cats from Lexington. Who will it be today or tonight? Right here on the airwaves, March Madness. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.